Christ is in our midst. God gives us all sorts of things, and he gives us each different things. To some, he gives wealth, to others, more humble means. To some, he gives musical talent, or to others, a mind for engineering. To some, he gives 5 talents, to others, he gives 2, and still to others, he gives just 1. Whatever it is that he gives us, today's parable makes it clear, he gives us exactly what we need, because ultimately, what we're each being given is not a particular skill or an amount of money, it's an opportunity for salvation. And exactly what each of us individually needs for salvation. The first 2 servants understood this. When their Lord gave them 5 and 2 talents, they got right to work with what they were given, and their endeavors bore fruit. When their Lord returned, they were eager to share what they had done for him. It didn't matter that one ended up with 10 talents and the other only 4. The Lord's response was exactly the same for each. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things, and I will set you ruler over much. Enter into the joy of your Lord. They were rewarded equally because their Lord only wanted to see their faith. In the big picture, what felt like enormous responsibilities dropped onto them were really just small things to help them practice their faith. And when they did show their faith in these small things, it was enough for the Lord to raise them up from lowly servants to great rulers. Because we're going back and forth between these 2 meanings of talent, it's interesting here to note the relationship between them. In the parable, talent is a weight of gold, some estimate up to 100 pounds, or better yet, it was as much as a man could carry. When we say talent today, we're usually just describing a skill, but the word talent actually comes directly from this parable, and was used starting in the 15th century to mean a gift to us for use and improvement, which we will be held responsible for. So anytime someone had a talent, it was understood both that this was directly a gift from God, and that that person was responsible for bearing the gift well and bearing good fruit with it. Unfortunately, the third servant did not quite understand the talent he was given. For him, the word talent only meant a weight, 100 pounds or so, or as much as he could possibly carry. And that with that understanding, we can see how he must have felt when his Lord dumped this massive burden on him and left. The third servant didn't understand the talent, and he didn't understand his Lord. What was a gracious opportunity for salvation for the first 2 servants seemed like a looming punishment for this one, and so he was afraid. It was easier and less risky to bury his talent, literally and figuratively, in earthly pursuits, and remain stagnant rather than embracing and investing the gift and seeing what might come out of it. Both parts of this third servant's experience are very familiar. The lot we receive throughout our life often seems like a senseless burden when we can't see the big picture. And in seeing it this way, we might mistake God for some merciless tyrant. And then in our fear and resignation, we might be tempted to turn away from him or to sink into stagnation. It's much easier, after all, to spend another day scrolling through TikTok than to consider the weight of the world lying on your shoulders and on how you use your talents each and every day. Father Stephen Freeman once said that when he encounters militant atheists, he asks them what God it is that they don't believe in, because he probably doesn't believe in that God either. We don't believe in the merciless tyrant God. We believe in the God who gave his only begotten Son for us, that we may not perish but have eternal life. And when we're able to see this truth clearly, everything changes. We're no longer the third servant living under the thumb of some tyrannical ruler. We are the first and second servants who know the love of their Lord and who know that their talents are a gift unto salvation. We go from living in fear and despondency to living in the eternal joy of the resurrection. It's not easy in every situation to see things this way, but it is true, and everything we have is a gift that can transform and save us. God gives us all sorts of gifts. This past Friday, we celebrated one of the 12 great feasts of the church, the presentation of Christ into the temple. It was here that the Theotokos and Joseph brought Christ into the temple to consecrate him on his 40th day. And because they were poor, they could not afford to bring a lamb offering into the temple. So instead, they brought the lamb into the temple, Christ, the lamb who would be offered up for the whole world. And they presented Christ to Simeon, who proclaimed, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." Simeon's whole life had led up to this moment, and with that proclamation, we see his joy at having beheld and received and held the very salvation of the world. We see this moment in the icon of the presentation of Christ in the temple here. We see it from the side with Mary and Joseph standing on one side and handing Christ over to Simeon standing on the other, with his arms outstretched, ready to receive Christ. But there's also a tradition in the church that a second icon shows this moment. That icon is this one here, of the Holy Theotokos with Christ. Except this time we're not seeing it from the side, we're seeing it from the perspective of Simeon. And it's not a passive icon, it's an active one. The Theotokos isn't just posing with Christ, she's handing him to us. And it's on us to be standing outstretched with our arms, ready to receive Christ. God gives us all sorts of gifts, and every one of them is unto our salvation, but this and this one is the greatest. The Lamb of God offered in this temple today for each of us in the liturgy, and before the liturgy, when the priest prepares the bread for the Eucharist, he cuts out a piece in the center stamped with the name of Christ, and this piece is called the Amnos, the Lamb, the same Lamb that Joseph and Mary brought, and is the bread that becomes the body of Christ that we will receive here in a little while. All the weights, all the blessings, all the trials and tests of life come back to this. They are the talents and the gifts that our loving Lord gives us, and he even gives his own self to us. We have this life to learn how to receive these gifts and be good stewards of them, like the first two servants, so that we may multiply them and bear good fruit with them. And then, like those two servants and like Simeon, we too may enter into the joy of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.